Hey guys, welcome back to the No Rules Podcast. I'm your host, Bailey, and I've got my beautiful co-host next to me,
T-Ray Scott, in the house.
We also got some guests on the show, yet again, returns. We got, number one, we got Brandon Tustin.
It's your boy.
We also got returning guest, Chance Snyder.
Hello.
So, God, it's been a week. That's insane.
I know. I've been anxious.
Yeah. You've been anxious?
I've been wanting to record.
I've been chewing my fingers off.
What you guys been up
to? Yeah, you know why? I've been waiting for you guys to show up.
You know why you've been chewing your fingers off?
Why?
Because you have there's a baby on the way here in less than a week.
Anytime.
Yeah, it could happen anytime, but yeah. The way they explained it is...
it's going to happen in a week.
Yeah, she hasn't moved down at all in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we might have to do a C-section, so we're kind of anxious about it, but...
you know why?
Why?
Because you probably got that big ass head like you.
Listen, everyone keeps saying that. And I'm starting to get really. Is it that big?
Your head's huge, bro.
I think you're gonna have a big baby.
Your head's not that big.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, your head.
You got the same. You got the same head as your dad, Sam, and Timmy, all big.
Is it like where is it the biggest at?
Sam's bigger.
In your face.
My face.
Wow. Yeah, like yours above your eyes.
Yours
you look
just,
like a caveman.
Your head's just round. And like just round. You got
an
orange
beard. He's just trying
beard.
To find ways to insult you.
You look like a creep. I'm not even gonna lie. Your nostrils make up half
Sam's
of it.
Head. Yeah, okay. Sam's head's just like
it looks like a penis.
Yeah, carrot top head.
Carrot top penis man.
Rocket man.
I packed my bags last night pre-flight. Okay, so Tyler took some notes. Yeah. So I'm gonna glance over these. The one I really wanted to get to, there's a picture of a mushroom. 5D.
Yes, 5D.
So I want you to explain to me what 5D is.
He explained it to me before I got here. I didn't explain.
And I'm now just in the loop of this, so whatever you guys talk about.
The way I took 5D was... sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no, you're good.
Well, the way I took it was, it's like a simulation.
Okay.
And, like... it's just a bunch of lists that stuff happens that makes it look like you are in the 5D Earth.
So what is 5D? Fifth dimension type shit?
Pretty much, yeah.
So right now we know 3D.
Yes.
So that's why
there's 4D too.
That's why 4D. Everything has volume. The way you see it right now, everything has volume because it's 3D.
Mm-hmm.
So what the fuck is 5D? You can see inside of it?
They didn't really describe it. They just described it as a simulation.
Okay.
It was weird. I didn't really get to read all of it.
So, 5D. You trust all your needs are met even if you don't know how. You understand everything is energy, which I get. That makes sense. You manifest much quicker... in 5D Earth. See, I don't understand it.
Yeah, me neither. That's what I was...
sounds like some hippie shit.
That's yeah, what it I'm sounds saying. Like someone's fucking cranking the acid. Real bad.
I am one with nature. Like,
it sounds like an ancient samurai.
Yeah, a couple hits off acid. I am one with nature now.
So, I'm going to do a little research on 5D just to give myself... I was pretty busy today.
Yeah, it was weird. It was... I don't know. It was weird. But I don't know. It also says you remove all the toxins from your life. Like bad people, bad food. Like I lost...
wait, so if you're in the fifth dimension, like... how does that relate to the fifth dimension, what you're saying right now?
So is everything
I don't know. That's why I don't understand.
Can you see right through shit? Can you see motherfuckers on the other side of the door?
I don't think that's 5D.
I think...
I mean, 5D sounds like...
that's like X-ray shit.
It sounds like some high-tech shit.
Where did you read this at? Where did you...
I got it off that picture Brandon sent us about the... on that one time. I looked up 5D Earth.
Oh, 5D Earth.
Yeah. 5D Earth.
Well, that's just changed the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. 5D Earth. I said that.
You didn't.
I don't know how to read. Okay. 5D New Earth is the new universe we are creating made of oneness. It is a spiritual process of the soul. What one would call heaven on earth It is actually where Gaia's frequency are located and already in 5D. What?
Sounds like that movie Avatar.
Or it sounds like that movie.
Am I going to have a ponytail that links with fucking weird horses?
That reminds me of that animated movie Final... Final something.
Get the bond! Okay, here we go. 5D Earth, the awakened state.
Whoa.
Yeah. Final Fantasy, I'm sorry. That's what it was.
Yeah, I don't believe in it, but it's just interesting.
Time in 5D is instantaneous time, meaning that everything, all possibilities occur in the same place at the same moment. In 5D, you focus your attention and the answer or experience is given to you exactly when and where you are focused. Ask and you shall receive. Dude, this is some weird shit.
I know.
This is like some mind-altering bullshit.
This is a whole website called The Awakened State. Freebies, bro? They got this merch?
This is shit you see whenever you're tripping on DMT.
That's, I actually want to get to that.
Yeah.
Listen.
What about it?
I'm not going to say I want to do it, sure. But I want to do it. What?
I can't explain it.
It's that insane.
Oh, it's insane. Whenever Dad was telling you, it's insane. It's insane. It's not a second. It's not here in an hour. It's not a minute from now. It's instantaneous.
It's right now.
Instantaneous mind-altering occasion. Shit that just changes.
So the real question is if... Because DMT is in everything. Every living organism has DMT, including...
You have it. We have it in
us. Yeah. So when you die, your brain releases DMT.
Right,
yeah.
Right whenever you get ready to die, it releases it. And that's why they say you flash before your eyes before you die.
So the real question is, how do you get it? And what do you do with it?
Well, they have it in different forms. They have it in a pod. You can get it in a liquid form. You can get it... That's really hard to come by. We were really lucky to even get it then. But the crystal form, they say it will... That is a mind-changing experience.
So, I'm just on the internet. Okay, I'm just looking some shit up. Buy some DMT vape carts right now. $200 to $350.
That's no way. There's no way.
Dabpin Shop supplies potent DMT cartridges so people can break through at their own speed. What the fuck?
Fucking add to cart.
500 milligrams of 97% pure DMT powder infused with vape oil. Oh my God.
Add to cart, bro.
Jesus.
I'm not spending that.
Me neither.
Okay. Maybe we will. Yeah. I don't know yet.
Add to cart.
Do it. So I wonder where... Is it legal?
No.
No.
Negative.
See, this is why I don't trust this fucking website.
That's what I'm saying.
This is fucking scary.
You get it shipped to your house, FBI shows up, bro.
No, it's more than the FBI.
CIA.
The DEA.
Jeff Epstein. Come to the island, cuz.
So, I really want to try it. Because everyone I've seen talk about it...
Not me.
Me and Dad, we both were vibing hard. Vibing.
Is it that good?
Oh, it's... Crazy.
Not me.
I mean, I've done some stuff, okay?
But the thing about DMT and acid and shrooms, they're all different.
Yeah.
DMT is it's nothing like acid. It's 10 times stronger and it works 10 times faster though. 15 or minutes or less, and they say that within that 15 minutes or so, it feels like 8 hours on not cart DMT.
But like real.
But real, like crystal formed DMT.
Let's get the mic a little closer.
The
daddy.
The crystal formed DMT is, they say it's top notch.
I want to do it. Like they try to say that there's DMT elves, like in your visions. Like you see some people. So this guy on YouTube I was watching, he sat down and explained it. Like during his hits, he was like, I met people there that said I would be back, but in good time. So he was trying to like say like maybe when you die you enter this dimension where DMT takes you. And I was like, I want to do it. I want to do it real bad.
Maybe that's why it's released into our brains, so we have something to keep our mind occupied.
Yeah.
24/7, because you got to think, where does our consciousness go? Where does our mind go?
That's what I'm saying.
Where does our personality go? Does it go to this fifth dimension?
See, now we're putting the pieces together. So, if DMT, Brandon, would you do it?
No.
I'm telling you, you guys would like it.
Me neither.
It's nothing like shrooms or
but
acid.
But you've never done psychedelics, have you?
Yeah. Me neither.
I've never done them, no.
Me neither.
I'm telling you, boy, it is. It's different.
Well, yeah. Huh?
He said no. He wouldn't do it. Mm. Why not?
Do DMT?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems too. It's 15 extreme, minutes. You think? I mean.
No, it's only 15 minutes. Literally, that's it's all that like, lasts. It does like.
It's not like crack or heroin.
Yeah, and they say that's one of the most experienced drugs that somebody should ever experience in their life. That's why they have those things in Mexico where people can go and have those mind-altering occasions.
Nah, I'm good.
But they take peyote.
Yeah, there's some wicked peer pressure right now.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's also illegal.
Dude, everything's illegal.
Yeah.
True.
Stealing fucking cows is illegal.
Yeah, but nobody steals cows.
Yeah, they do.
Do they steal cows?
Yeah, dude. People I stole rob one the other day. Cows all the time. What? I don't know. I just want to try it.
You guys ever been cow tipping?
No. I don't want to.
I have.
No.
I'm just saying. I want to do it. Like as soon as possible.
It's different. But the liquid form really tastes like shit.
Does
it? Tastes like rubber tires.
Really?
Burning Ew. In an ashtray.
Yeah, that's no for me.
But. It's different.
See, that's what I'm saying. Everyone that I've seen explain it, they say you need to do it at least once. I'm not saying that I perform or do any illegal drugs. I mean, I'm drinking some Jaeger, but that doesn't count.
And that's why I don't... people don't understand it. It only lasts 15 minutes. It's not like it's going to last forever. You're not gonna trip balls like that.
It's not like the fear of the forever trip with acid.
Yeah, like eight hours is a long trip for acid. After 8 hours... you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
15 minutes of DMT is like 8 hours of acid.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm doing it.
I would like to do the. I'd like to do it again. I'd like to do it again eventually, and actually do it to where I can.
So, Brandon, where do you think?
I think I'll just stick with my weed.
Well, yeah. Too. I mean, if that makes you comfortable, whatever. So, yeah. If it's released when you die, where do you think we go when we die?
I think we just die. I'm gonna be honest.
Okay.
That's all.
I want to say we go to heaven.
Yeah.
But I really don't know.
I'm not religious at all.
I might be with Brandon though, because whenever you're not born, you don't remember nothing. You don't until you hit a certain age, you start remembering shit.
That's a good point.
But after that certain age, and whenever you get old and you start getting dementia or something else, and then your body goes into a state. And then it goes away, just like you was whenever he was born.
I would like to
think that our bodies would go somewhere.
Yeah, no, your body doesn't go. Your mind, your soul and stuff. Or like your soul and stuff.
Yeah. So like, you know, when you're sitting there and you're like, man, you're thinking to yourself, and there's a voice in your head. So I like to believe
that's your conscience.
Yeah.
I would like to believe that. That thing inside you is going to live forever, right?
Like a soul?
Yes. Because did you know when you die, the body's like 2 pounds lighter?
What?
Yeah. When you die, the body's like 2 pounds
lighter. You sure it's not because they suck all the fluid out of you?
I don't know. I just thought it was because
they give you liposuction forever.
I just thought because your soul leaves the body.
I mean, it's kind of depressing.
I never really thought about the soul type stuff.
I don't know. People have out of
body. I know that we're all like individually like different.
People have out of body experiences.
So here's my take on it. So the last couple days, I've been reading about DMT and watching videos. And the DMT elves, bro, I think it's real. Like, I think that when you die, you release DMT and you're in that state forever.
I mean, if it's a scientific fact, then yeah.
I mean, there's DMT in you right now.
That's awesome.
And people have actually proven that if you meditate and do the right type of breathing, you can release small amounts of DMT on your own.
Yeah, you can.
Without dying.
Yeah, you can trip.
Yeah.
Like naturally?
Naturally, if you meditate. Crazy. Right. But it takes a long time.
Yeah, you have to really hone it in.
It takes a long time.
Breathing methods and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like when people do it, they say, yeah, I feel more energy and all types of weird shit.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it, though.
That's why those monks meditate like that, because they try to connect with their spirit world.
So, yeah. So the real question is, deja vu. Ready?
Oh, my gosh. Deja vu. No.
Ready? So you know how you said, Chance, that you don't remember anything? So what if deja vu is your fogged memory of before you were born? And you've seen it before, you just don't know when.
Oh,
snap. So think about it.
I have deja vu all the time.
See? You remember some shit.
Yeah.
That's like genetic timelines.
I mean, that's why all people are different. Some people might see that. Some people might not.
I've had deja vu a lot.
Call me weird, though. I'm at Burger King
so much, I have deja vu like a motherfucker in there every day.
Call me weird. I don't know if you guys have ever done this, but have you guys ever like thought about a day, like played out a day, then like a couple weeks later, that day will go the way you were thinking?
I think you just blew my mind. Yeah. What?
Has that not happened to you?
So you're sitting there thinking of like what a perfect day would be, and then in a couple weeks it happens?
It happened. You're like, oh shit, I remember that. It's like deja. I feel like deja vu.
So you planned it out pre-thought, and then without any effort, it comes true.
Has that happened?
Pre-plays in your mind what's going to happen, what places people are going to be.
So it's like a vision.
Yeah, yeah. Did that happen to you guys?
Yeah.
I've had dreams and stuff.
Yeah, like I'll be with Cheyenne, and I'm like, oh, something bad's about to happen. Like I would have a dream a couple nights before, and I like a certain cue of her saying something will spark it up, and I'll be like, fuck, I've heard this before, or I've been in this exact position listening to her say these exact words.
Yep.
So think about it. See, look at you nodding over there. You're like, all right.
So the day that you're born, I don't know if you guys have a specific, I have a specific memory.
Of the day you were born.
Like, I feel like I seen the light, I come out.
I do too.
And then that was it. That's all I remember.
I do too.
And then I turn like 4, maybe 5.
I do too.
After I broke my arm, that's whenever I really started like remembering shit.
I do too. I remember. Then I remember like. Start remembering shit, but I remember what you're talking about. I do, like being born. Yeah, I did. I remember that. It's weird.
I always have this flash in my head all the time. There was trees. There was all kinds of trees around.
Yeah.
And I could see the city in the background, and there's all kinds of people walking around.
So,
trippy shit.
Y'all were blowing my mind.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, what happened to me?
See, I don't remember being born.
It's not that I remember being born. No, it's just that I have a set picture in my mind, like on the day that I feel like on the day that I was born, like something that, like that's the only memory that I can picture in my head. Yeah. I can picture it right now. Like I'm picturing it right now while we're sitting here.
Yeah.
Like I literally see a flash of light in the background, people talking, birds chirping, and that's it.
I know exactly how you feel, bro.
So. So if DMT, okay, see, now my mind is blown. I'm just sitting here trying to think of what I'm going to say. But so I took someone very close to me to a grave a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he hadn't seen the grave yet because he doesn't live here. So he was like, hey, give me a minute. And this person is not emotional at all. Like this person is like a fucking robot. He's a really good fighter too. But as he was sitting there, of course he cried and it started raining just where we were. So we left. And he really didn't say much or do much while he was there. So he was like, hey, man, let's go back. It just didn't feel right because we were only there for like 5 minutes. So we come back, and as soon as we get to her grave, it starts raining again. And then he was like, hey, just give me a couple minutes. So he sat there, and as he said, I love you, blank, he swears on his life he heard, I love you too, blank, back. Oh. He swears on his goddamn life.
I bet.
And at the same grave, I went to see it for the first time. This was years ago. I have a necklace with said person's ashes in it, right? And when I got to the grave, I swear to God, this motherfucker got hot. I swear on my life.
Oh, Lordy.
Dude, I swear. So
this is so crazy.
I don't want to call them ghosts, but I feel like your soul can affect other people after you die, I swear.
Yeah.
It can connect.
That's another thing with, like, ghosts and shit, like, spiritual stuff, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I watched watching Ghost Adventures one time, and they were at, like, this Mexican hotel, and they walked into this theater, and they had, like, these video cameras where, like, detected motion in like connected lines.
Yeah.
And they were shining it on the stage, and there was a mariachi band.
It was like a grid. Like, it showed like a grid, but then it would catch onto certain things and make, like the outline of people.
So, you know what I was just thinking?
Yeah.
So, what if your pre-mind is set by your dreams, and the dreams that you have in your mind is what you live in the fifth dimension?
So, the dreams that you have at night... is your something alternate
that leads
life.
Something that leads into you. That's whenever you trip on your DMT in your brain for the last time. You trip on that, and then you go into to your
said world.
Into your set final place.
So, like I said before, the guy on YouTube explained it as he showed up, like, after he smoked the DMT, he showed up to this place, very, like a lot of geometry going on, I guess, and he could see the outline of faces, bro. Stop laughing. I'm serious. And he said that they talked to him and said, "We know who you are. You'll be here again eventually," but they wouldn't say why or how. And like the last time he smoked it, they said, "We'll see you again." So I don't know, dude. I think there's some shit on that. I do.
Do some DMT. See what you see.
I'm scared.
Maybe it's like angels and shit.
You might see those leprechauns again.
Leprechauns?
What leprechauns?
So that's what I'm saying. DMT, it has to lead to something. There's a reason that it's in your brain just waiting for when you die. There's a reason. Maybe it's God's fucked up way of saying, hey, right before you're nothing, here's a pretty light show, I think. I don't know. I feel like there's some shit connected with your spirit. And I'm not religious at all. I don't go to church. I don't pray, really.
I think there is heaven and stuff. I think.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, I could... I wonder if it makes sense.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Scott, but I wonder if they have any documentation on people having brain activity after they die.
That's a good question. Small, like right when they die?
Like small, maybe a small amount. Like but a flicker?
They scan your brain when you die to see if you have any brain activity.
Oh, to make sure that they're not putting a live person in the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see where that might get sticky.
Half dead, you're realizing that you start hearing dirt hit the box.
Well, people can be alive but be brain dead.
Yeah.
Like no brain activity at all.
Like a vegetable.
Yeah. Like you don't open your eyes. That's when people pull the plug.
Bailey, I think you should look this up.
You want to hear a joke?
What?
What's the hardest part about eating a vegetable?
What?
The wheelchair.
Oh, my gosh.
Ha! Just kidding. What do you want me to look up?
Look up after you die, if you have small amounts of brain activity.
After you die. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe within that small amount of brain activity, after your heart stops, your heart is stopped, but within that small brain activity that you have going on up there is the moments that you're living through.
The brain, okay, here we go. Is the brain still active after death? I'm reading this off of independent.co.uk. It's a science website. Brain activity may continue for more than 10 minutes after the body appears to have died, according to a new study. Canadian doctors in an intensive care unit appear to have observed a person's brain continue to work even after they were declared clinically dead. So,
what do you think is going on?
The DMT, dude.
The DMT. That's 10 minutes. 10 minutes of the last little bit of your brain life. It's shit that you want to go through that has happened through your life. Shit you're trying to remember. You're trying to wake yourself back up, but you just can't. Your body just won't let you.
See, for the longest time, I thought when you die, I used to think like you, Brandon. That's it. Like you just,
I mean, yeah.
You're nothing. But since this guy was explaining DMT, I'm kind of like, maybe there's some shit to it. I don't know.
You're going to have to do it.
Maybe that 10 minutes, within that 10 minutes, that DMT trip lasts
forever.
Eternity.
Whoa.
In that 10 minutes, it lasts eternity for you.
See, this is what I'm scared of. Like I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm scared to die.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm really scared to die.
Yeah, like.
Super.
They say, that, you know, after you said they 10 minutes of brain activity.
Yeah.
After that 10 minutes is up, been eons, decades.
So the real question is, can you talk to other people and shit while you're people that have already died?
I have no idea. I don't want to know because I don't want to die.
It's going to happen, dude.
I know, but I'm scared too.
Sometimes it's going to happen beyond your control. That's a fucked up part.
Yeah.
You could be doing real good in life and then just suddenly get fucking struck by lightning or hit by a car.
We could walk out of this place and die, dude.
Dude, don't say that.
I could stand up right now, have a heart attack, and die.
Yeah, don't say that.
I'm not going to.
You're making me nervous.
I've never seen The Great Outdoors.
The Great Outdoors?
No, never heard of it.
With John Goodman? No, it's not John Goodman.
The Great Outdoors. It sounds familiar. Is it a movie?
Yeah, The Great Outdoors. Who's the main character of The Great Outdoors? John Candy.
John Candy, yeah.
Never heard of him.
And this guy, he runs into a guy that he's called Skunkhead because he got shocked by lightning 44 times.
I have never seen that movie.
Well, in the part of the movie, John Candy walks into a... In part of the movie, John Candy walks into the bar, and there's a guy sitting at the front desk, drinking a couple drinks, and he looks over at him, and he's like, "So, how are you, buddy?" And then, I'm really good. How you doing?
What?
He said, "So, how did you get the white stripe in your hair?" I got shocked in the head 44 times.
Jesus.
You ever seen what lightning does to a car when it strikes it?
Oh, yeah. Melt that.
Yeah, you see the picture of the dash?
Melt the fucking tires on it, too.
I thought you were safe if you were in a car.
You are, but it still melts shit. It's straight heat.
Just don't touch anything.
Yeah, true.
I think there's some behind-the-scenes shit when you die in your brain. Like, there's a reason we only know 10%. There's a reason. There's a bunch of shit up there that no one knows anything about. So how is anyone going to tell me? No, DMT is just natural when you die. It just happens. No, there's a fucking reason. Now, the real question is, who's going to smoke it?
Not me.
I will.
Not me.
I think
I'm going to try it.
I think I want to try me some of that,
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it again whenever I get the chance.
Not me.
It's not bad. It's not like fucking crack.
I know.
It's not like... It's not addictive.
I know, but I'm good.
It's not like you're going to fucking... It's a lot fucking safer than gambling addiction.
Yeah, true that.
It's okay. Since they don't want to do it, me and you will do it. And
I'm not going to say nothing, but I might. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I think there's some behind-the-scenes shit.
But...
I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a fucking genius by any means, but...
Me neither. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Matt is. That's all that matters. He's got our backs.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Tell us about that restaurant you ate at today.
Oh, J.P. Henry's, dude?
Yeah, J.P. Henry's, bro.
Yeah, how is that place, by the way? I've never ate there.
Listen, there was a waitress in there. I got to start off with this. Sorry. She was cool. She was real cool. I didn't talk to her, but she was real cool from a distance.
You better be careful, Bubby.
Oh, I'm not. I didn't do anything. I'm just saying she looked like a nice lady.
This is the thing. You can look, but you can't touch.
Yeah, nothing wrong with looking.
I know you look at other girls whenever your girlfriend's looking forward.
Oh,
and
shit.
You get that secret eye look. You're just like, you're just pretending to do that stretch or that yawn just to be able to look over top of your shoulder to see that fat ass walking by you.
Megan, so you're saying you don't check out other dudes?
Yeah, she does. Everybody checks out other people.
Yeah, dude.
It's natural.
Yeah.
Everybody looks at somebody. If you see.
It's okay.
If Megan, if you see a muscular guy out on the beach and you can't tell me, you're like, oh my God, that motherfucker's hot as hell. I like Tyler's dad more. I guess there's guys that like fat bodies.
I'm just saying.
Or girls, not guys. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying. Of course I'm going to look. I'm not mean anything bad by it. Like, hey, that's an attractive ass person. Good for them. I look like a swamp donkey mixed with Shrek shit. So I'm just saying.
All right.
I used to be called an ogre.
Your celebrity crush. Who's your celebrity crush?
Right now, it's between two people.
Who?
Scarlett Johansson and Jennifer Lawrence. 100%.
Who's the males?
Whoa.
I got a male celebrity crush.
I
wouldn't like
Chris Pratt.
I wouldn't like fucking.
I've got male celebrity and female celebrity. Will Smith, I definitely let that guy do anything for a one mil, and then the girl.
Everybody's got a price, broski.
It would probably be Scarlett Johansson or Jennifer Lopez. Yeah, maybe Jennifer Lopez. Yeah, mine I think Jennifer is, Lopez.
After he got to thinking about, okay, yeah, Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez. All right,
mine is, don't laugh at me, okay? Logan Paul.
Whoa.
You just...
He's attractive, bro.
I mean, yeah. He's built, sure.
Yeah, he's attractive.
So who's your female?
Female?
Yeah.
BB Rexy, some shit like that.
Oh, that sounds like a porn star name, dude.
She's a singer, isn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Logan Paul's built like a shit house.
He is big. Brandon, how about you? Who's your celebrity?
I think Rihanna's bad as hell.
Rihanna.
Who's your guy celebrity crush?
I'd have to say Ryan Reynolds or maybe Ben Affleck.
That motherfucker.
Maybe Paul Rudd.
Ben Affleck's back with J-Lo.
I'm looking at Rihanna right now. That.
Holy fuck.
But yeah, dude, Jennifer Lawrence and Scarlett Johansson, my guy.
Ariana Grande.
That too.
Nah, she a hoe.
I would do really bad things.
Nah.
What about Selena Gomez?
Ew.
She's good looking.
Yeah.
Nope.
I don't know, dude. I got a thing for blondes. I'm just going to be honest. I mean, Cheyenne don't listen to these, so she'll be okay.
What about Miranda Lambert?
Yeah.
She bad.
Who's that? Reese Witherspoon's a fucking bitch.
Maybe
her teeth are too straight.
Miranda Lambert's bad.
Maybe Betty White.
She dead.
Have you seen her back in the day? Oh my god.
That's what I was talking about.
Ooh.
She dead, isn't she?
No, she's fucking old.
She's still kicking. Yeah.
You want to know somebody that was hotter than a motherfucker back in the day?
Who?
Betty White.
That's what we were just talking about.
I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was bad.
You want me to tell you another one?
Yeah.
Joe Rogan.
Why?
He's my idol, bro.
He's a pretty cool cat.
You ever seen that motherfucker fold a punching bag in half with his leg?
Yes. I want him to I'm not going to lie. I would let him kick me.
You wouldn't want him to kick you. He'd break your ribs.
No, I would get that thing. No, I wouldn't give a fuck. I would let him kick me.
What the fuck?
Just for a spot on the podcast?
Pretty much.
I don't know, dude. Jennifer Lawrence.
I'd let him kick me in the face.
You've seen the movie Passengers with Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt?
No.
Oh, my God. Brandon, what?
Have you guys seen the new
where they're on the spaceship and they get woken up early? Uh-huh.
Have you guys seen the new movie with Chris Pratt? It's called the Tomorrow War. I just got done watching it on Amazon Prime.
Yes. So also on Amazon Prime, getting released soon. It's called The Terminal List.
I got Amazon Prime now.
Hang on. This is a big deal because I've been following this ever since he wrote the books. Jack Carr, ex-Navy SEAL, wrote these fiction books based on nonfiction, so like his time in the military. So he wrote 4 books so far, and Amazon picked it up for a show deal. And Chris Pratt's the star.
Oh, shit.
And like the set's sponsored by Black Rifle Coffee, and... they talk about Black Rifle Coffee. There's a bunch of ex-Navy SEALs and Green Berets.
This is going to be good.
Oh, dude, you have no fucking idea.
This is going to be amazing.
And Chris Pratt's a really good actor.
When's this coming out?
That's a good... Hang on.
Because I will watch this shit.
You have Amazon Prime, right?
Yes.
You have Prime Video now, too.
Yeah. Got it on my Roku TV, cuz.
Here it is. Terminal List show release. Oh, shit. You ever see list air date March 3rd, 2021. We don't have a certain release date yet.
Damn, boy.
Dang.
Sometime in 2022.
That's a long ways away.
So the guy who played in Lone Survivor, Taylor Kitsch?
Mark Wahlberg?
No. The guy who played
in Lone Survivor? I know his name. It's at the
no, no, it's time. Taylor Kitt. This is him.
Oh, yeah.
I forget who he played in Lone Survivor. This guy? I don't know if you can see it.
Played the one that was saying to let people go.
Mitchell. No, it wasn't Mitchell.
He was saying to let him go.
He played... God damn it. Now it's going to fuck me up.
Lone Survivor.
Either way, he's a really good actor, I think. Yes. Super good actor.
Agreeable.
I'll tell you. Hang on. God damn it. I'm so dumb. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Shit, cuz.
I think he played Mike Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played Mike Murphy.
Yeah, he played Mike Murphy.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the terminal list.
Yes.
Everyone that's read the book, I haven't read the books yet, but everyone says the books are fucking primo.
Never read the books. I don't read books.
I don't either. I'm too stupid.
Me too. So, I'm so lazy.
I'm telling you, when it comes out, I'll be binge watching it hard.
Like,
and that ain't the Jaeger talking.
You like, you know, like in school, in like class, you had like silent reading. I was always the kid who like stared at the pages, and like, just like flipped through them. Never read. Hated reading. Screw reading. Who needs
it? Okay, Brandon, I got a question for you. I got a question for you.
Screw reading. Ready? Who needs it?
Brandon, you ready?
Brandon don't need no reading either.
What? I'm ready to read.
No, not reading.
Where's the book at, cuz?
So you,
I'm a good reader.
Do you consider yourself a conspiracist?
Define that, please.
So the scary part with conspiracy theories is a lot of them are not true, but every once in a while, a couple of them are true.
Like the Simpsons.
Yeah.
So what's your all-time favorite conspiracy that you could honestly say, I think this shit happened?
Well, the 9/11 stuff, you know, like...
Let's talk about it.
Jet fuel can't melt steel beams at all.
Nope. And the way they talked about it, if it fell, it should have fell like this.
Yeah, it was a...
Controlled
demolition. And that was the term I was looking for.
It kind of looked like it started falling from the bottom.
And when you look at slow-mo videos, you see like mini explosions as the building collapses. And seems pretty sketchy.
So who do you think was behind it?
The government.
I think the government.
They needed a reason to go to war.
Was it?
They needed that oil. Wrong.
Don't call me stupid. Was it? It was Iraq, wasn't it?
Pretty sure.
So they probably got with Iraq and say, hey, we'll make you guys the bad guy.
I don't think that's... Maybe. I could see it.
And the plane that crashed into the Pentagon, there's no surveillance.
Chance has
got to
use the restroom real quick.
Yeah, I'll be back, boys.
Yeah, go pee. Yeah, so definitely...
There's no surveillance video of the plane that crashed into the Pentagon.
And
Yeah,
and the place is littered with fucking security cameras.
That's literally the Pentagon, yeah.
Well, you got to think... Well, there was some people who crashed planes into the Pennsylvania field.
That too, yeah. That was.
I just... So you think 100% the government was behind it?
Oh, yeah.
100%.
It was too much shady stuff going on.
Like the guy who owned the World Trade Centers bought insurance like a day before.
Bought insurance, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't
a couple
know about
famous
that.
People just didn't show up that day. Oh, I think they knew about it,
I'm
too.
Sick all of a sudden. Cough, cough.
That day, yeah.
Yeah.
I got to hold a piece of the World Trade Center.
What?
Yeah, Mary Lou Hag. Have you heard of her?
No.
She went to PHS and she died in 9/11.
Like, really?
Yeah. She went to Jackson when I went to Jackson. And she, her parents would come and like talk to the school on that day. And they asked me to carry it in for her. That thing was heavy.
Piece of steel?
Yeah, it was just a piece of steel with a heart cut out of it. I mean, not a heart, a cross.
Wow.
And another topic, since I've done a school research project on MK Ultra, it just opened my mind of how much shady shit the government has done.
Yeah.
And is doing still.
Explain MK Ultra for people who don't know.
Just mind control, like you not knowing at all that you don't know what they're doing to you.
So, this is where I'm stuck on it, is because I think the number one superpower in the world has to do this kind of research. I think. But on unwilling, unknowing American citizens, why can't we just put up a black site in the middle of fucking France or wherever the fuck and just do it over there?
Like, I mean, they might have done that too.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't doubt it.
Did you know the gambling machines we work on?
Yeah.
They're considered like a mind control because the way the lights are and stuff. That's why they like people have like a gambling addiction sometimes.
You think they get more addicted to the way it looks?
Mm-hmm.
Are we fucking 4 years old?
No, like it's. I saw that. I read about this shit.
Shapes and colors.
DMT. Here we are again. So, I don't want to sound like a complete fucking paranoid, fucking Randy, but
I'm a conspiracist to a point. To a point. Well, look, now, if you get into like the point like the Earth is flat, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
those people are dumb. You know?
I'm just saying, like, look at Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Like, that was his job, and I think it made him a little fucking crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy.
But the weird thing is a lot of things he says are fucking true.
Yeah.
Like, he predicts, or doesn't really predict, he just finds that a lot of these things are fucking true, and then no one takes it serious because he's fucking Alex Jones.
Yeah, he's crazy.
And I think if you're around conspiracy theories enough, I think you will go, like, paranoid crazy.
Yeah, because you're nervous all the time.
But, like...
because you find out your own government is doing shit behind your back.
Yeah, like, yeah. Literally. And that's, I just... it's fucking sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
Anything the government is a part of is fucking sketchy.
Yeah.
Like the whole COVID thing. I hate bringing it up, but fuck. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the bullshit. I'm sick of the mandate. I'm sick of it.
Should we tell him how Aaron took his COVID shot?
Bro, he took his COVID shot at McDonald's, bro.
So
at McDonald's? Someone came at McDonald's, one of his coworkers' moms, I guess. And gave him a fucking COVID shot. And you know how he's been saying he feels sick?
Yeah, it's because of the COVID shot.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
I hope it doesn't kill him.
It ain't going to kill him. He's young.
Yeah, true.
But I'm just like, how are you going to tell vaccinated? The point of a vaccine, right, is to make you immune to said disease or virus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why? Why is Anthony Fauci saying that vaccinated people still have to wear masks? Why?
It's not real.
Well, Anthony Fauci's under a lot of shit right now.
I know.
Like, he's under a lot of shit. I know Rand Paul is trying to fuck him in the ass, I think. And, sorry. Had to clear my throat. But, like, the emails that got leaked about Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, I should say.
Screw him.
Mole saying that,
fuck.
You know what the email said? Did I ever? I'm going to paraphrase, but he was emailing someone. Don't quote me, but he was emailing someone, and basically said that masks don't work. It's nothing to worry about, and just like that picture I sent you, of the Texas Democrats on the plane with no mask, but they're still requiring other people to wear masks on planes.
They don't give a fuck.
It's a fucking power grab.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's political gain all the way.
And that's why I think Trump lost the election. That's what I think. I know I've talked about it before, but it burns my ass because I'm sick. People have fucking killed themselves over this.
Mm-hmm.
People have lost family-owned businesses that they've had for generations.
Lost jobs.
Yeah. I was directly affected. I was unemployed. For what? For something that I still haven't got.
I worked all the way through it.
I did as well. I am back now. I had to take a burly man shit.
How was it?
It was pleasant.
Did you feel
so
it?
While you were gone, we talked about 9/11, right? What do you think about 9/11?
Well, they say... I just watched something on that not too long ago. They said the only reason why shit blew up and melted and caught on fire is because whenever the plane crashed into the building, not only did the jet fuel go out the sides, it went down the elevator shafts, and that's what caught on fire and melted shit.
Yeah, but them steel beams can't get melted.
You gotta think.
It has to weaken it to a point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta think. Whenever that plane crashed into it, that building had to shift a little bit.
Yeah, but it shouldn't have felt like the way it did.
I agree with that. I think the way it fell was kind of suspect.
Yeah, that is suspect. But you got to think, whenever that plane, it was a Boeing 747, a jumbo jet. It crashed into the side of a building.
Yeah, but it shouldn't have fell like that.
So,
and you got to think it was probably going at least 800, 900 miles an hour.
I don't think they go that fast.
They'd be about 500.
500, yeah, 500.
So probably around 450, 400 miles an hour.
Well,
because the whole fucking...
look it up.
Well, if you watch the video, you can see them. It starts from the bottom.
Yeah,
the videos
that you see, the plane does look pretty slow coming up.
It looks so slow.
Yeah, but you got to also think...
I tell you what,
how the fuck are they going to imitate a Boeing 747 flying through the sky?
Ready?
Well, the thing is...
I was right.
Panels.
I was right.
The pilots who, like, took over the plane, they went to school and shit.
Yeah.
In America. So they knew how to fly.
So, right here, the government's calculation put on the speed of the first plane at 494 miles an hour, and the second one of 586. So if you do watch it, the second one is coming in a little hot.
Yeah, actually.
That's why I'm saying the second one. That's why I'm saying when it hit, it should have went like this, not straight down.
The South Tower collapsed at 56 minutes after the crash, and the North Tower stood for 102 minutes after. So 56 minutes, about an hour, 102 minutes, and that's quite a long time.
And when it looked at it, like, it didn't even look like it was wobbling side to side.
You guys see the pictures and the videos of them motherfuckers, people waving out the windows, and then they jump out. And
what would you rather do? Would you rather burn to death?
I'd rather fall to my death and imagine everything that could have went better.
So they say when you jump off something really high, usually your heart fucking explodes before you hit the ground.
I believe that.
Yeah. Usually. I mean, technically.
Not much momentum?
No, fear.
Fear. Oh. Heart beating hard.
You know you're going to die.
Yeah.
You done jumped off and there's no net. There's no fucking take backs. There's you falling.
Yeah.
So automatically your heart, your pulse is going to just skyrocket.
So you're technically half dead, half alive, flying through the sky.
And you know what the fucked up part about all of this, the whole 9/11 thing? We will never know.
Nope.
We will never know in our lifetime. Never. Nope. Like, look at the JFK thing. Trump said he was going to release it. So let's wait a couple more years.
So if this was true, and what do you think everybody would do if they released that it was a controlled demolition?
What do you think people would do?
Yes.
Like the U.S. populace?
Yes.
I think we'd yank every motherfucker out of Washington, D.C. right out of their seats.
You think?
Overthrow the government.
A lot of people that were in Congress and are still there.
Yeah.
Joe Biden's fucking been a politician for 48 years now.
Yeah, true.
And you got to think, the lobbyists that are behind these politicians, they're responsible. Whoever, I don't know, I hate talking about it because it's such a tragic event.
It really was.
And it's fucking, it really sucks. Like they say it was Al-Qaeda and we finally got Osama, but then ISIS popped up and it's a never-ending ball of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I just...
Agreeable.
I just hate talking about it. I mean, I'll bullshit about it and, you know, I like, wonder what actually happened that day, but still, it's... A lot of fucking people died.
Lots.
And it's insane. And that the fact that I still think we never got justice for what happened. Cause
yeah.
That reminds me of the three ISIS terrorists that they had to give back to ISIS in order to get, what was it, like two of their guys back?
I have no idea.
I'm not 100% positive, but this is it was like some type of article I think I read. The terrorists had U.S. soldiers, and they said, "We won't give them back until you release these guys." And then they released them from Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
And
so here's my thought on that is that, yeah, I would do it too. I would give them three fucking shithead pieces of shit. Because you know what I'm doing directly after I drop them three fuckheads off?
You shoot.
I'm J-damming that whole fucking place. After we get the guys secure that are on our side, I'm dropping a fucking bomb wherever we released them at. I don't care. I don't.
I wonder how intense that little trade is in that situation. I wonder how intense that is. I wonder how they do it.
Dude, you'll never know.
No.
I listen to a lot of special operations guys, and they still can't talk about what they did. Like, they signed NDAs, non-disclosure agreements.
So what happens if you tell? Do you die?
You can probably get... No, you'll probably get sued. Arrested. Yeah. If you're
sent to...
So, like, the most famous one that I follow... Well, two. Mike Glover, he was ex-Green Beret, then worked for the CIA. Mm-hmm. He can't talk about... Even in his military experience, he can't talk about the missions he went on to a point. And then, like, Andy Stump, ex-Navy SEAL, SEAL Team 6 guy, he can't talk about anything he did with SEAL Team 6. Not for a long time.
Me and Dad know a fella that used to work out at the truck stop that used to help manage the truck stop. And he was a... this is the only thing that he could really talk about, that he was a nuclear submarine expert.
He worked on them, or...
No, he was on the submarine.
Yeah, and those guys
can't... Nuke codes. Like, he held on nuke codes.
Yep. A lot of those guys can't talk about anything. I don't know. The whole 9/11
no,
thing.
No, literally, I said, is there very much you could talk about? Nope, classified. Can't talk about it.
Oh, can. Lordy. And that's another thing is a lot. You know what's a big problem? Stolen valor and shit like that, and people lie. That's another big problem with people.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't trust. At the end of the day, you just can't trust people. Mm-hmm. Our elected officials, the guy down the street.
Jim Justice.
Why? Okay, what's wrong with Jim Justice?
I don't know. I just
just came for him like that. What the hell?
I'm just saying.
I got some problems with Jim Justice.
Yeah. Legalize weed.
I mean,
I think he's manipulative.
Well, he's an ex-Democrat, first off.
Yeah, he's
nothing wrong with whatever.
Put your effing mask on.
I mean, I don't care what political party you align yourself with, but at the end of the day, he's the richest person in West Virginia, right?
Yep.
He sold mines to Russia and then bought them back. So I just. Maybe our governor should not be the richest person.
I wonder how he got in contact with Russia.
I mean, he put these fucking mines up for sale, and like I said in previous podcasts, with other countries buying land and mines here, it's open market.
Yeah, that should
you're gonna sell to the highest bidder, and if Russia comes with a fucking $2 billion check, what are you gonna do? I'm gonna tell you what truck I'm gonna buy and where I'm building my house.
Me too.
I'd do the same thing.
Yeah, me too.
That's the problem. People are flawed.
Everybody has a price.
Yeah, greed.
That's just like the people that cover up shit, like you were talking about the Kennedy shit. Imagine all the motherfuckers that were offered millions of dollars that keep your mouth shut.
Who, you know who the head of the CIA was at the time?
Who?
George Bush Sr.
Uh-oh.
Oh. See, weird. So Trump was supposed to release everything they had on the Kennedy files, right? Mm-hmm. And then something happened. No, we got to do it in a couple years.
It's shit, cuz.
It's fucking bullshit.
It really is.
That's the problem.
What's your price, bro?
There was one more. There was more than one shooter, though.
My price for what?
I don't know. I don't know. What would you do to suck a wiener?
Okay. That's tough.
How much?
I mean, I'm not gay, or I have no problem with gay people or anything
neither.
Like that.
They better set me up for life.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
If I have to do something I'm seriously uncomfortable with, which I'm not saying...
It takes your manhood away.
Yeah, like, it better be...
It takes your manhood away.
So, if you were Lee Ozzy... If you were Lee... If you were the sniper, and they said, you shoot him, you're rich. What would be going through your mind?
So, you want me to be an assassin for said price?
Yeah. So, because...
$2 million.
They had this all planned out. They were going to have that motherfucker try to kill him. And on top of that, there was more than one sniper. Because a bullet can't fucking zigzag through the president's head, through another president's leg, through the arm, and then back through another person.
Well, here's the thing. Wonder if the government hires people, but they give them all this money.
Okay.
Okay, and when they give them all this money, but they say... Find your way out of it yourself.
You know what? You know what you should do? Look up and see how much Lee Ozzy Oswald I forget how you say his name.
So
but look up and see how much money that he had before he died.
So the person who shot the president,
Lee Harvey.
Yeah. All right. Look and see how much money he had before he died.
Okay. The person who shot the president. I wonder if the government told him an amount. Okay, and said. But you got to find your own way out of it. We're not going to save you.
So here's the weird part, right?
Yeah.
MK Ultra. Like you said, Brandon, the director of the CIA at the time, Alan Dulles, back in 1953, was also connected to Jack Ruby. So think about that. So I want you to take a second and think about if he was dosing up Jack Ruby, if you notice when Jack Ruby gets apprehended after shooting Lee Harvey Oswald.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, hey, I'm Jack Ruby. What are you doing? I didn't do nothing. It's like he was fucking brainwashed.
Yep, I remember
that.
That's
some sketchy shit.
See?
And it happened on live television, too.
On the live fucking television. Mm. That motherfucker was brainwashed, went up, shot him, and as soon as someone touched him, boom, I'm Jack Ruby. What are you doing? I didn't do nothing. Boom. What?
Oh.
Crazy.
Hypnotized.
Dude, brainwashed him.
Bad. So you asked how much money did Lee Harvey have?
Yeah, before he was apprehended.
And you know where that money goes back? Right back to the government. Mm-hmm.
After you die, he had no next of kin.
Oh, da 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 da. Hmm. It doesn't really say. I mean, he was a nobody.
See what I mean? Doesn't really say.
I mean, they're not gonna say anything about it because it was all inside job, 100%.
It really was.
Yeah. That's what I think.
I still think it's that umbrella.
Doop. No, they seen Leah. There's no doubt about it. He was involved in it.
No, I'm saying.
People seen that guy shoot him in the head.
No, what I'm saying is there was an umbrella in the video. When the umbrella popped up, like 2 seconds later, he got shot.
So you're thinking that was the signal?
Yes.
You talking about the babushka lady?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the grassy knoll, don't forget about that.
And if you watch the documentary of where he was going around the bend, and whenever all this was happening, there was nobody in the fields. Nobody around them. There was nobody on either side. It was clear. It was clear. Like, literally this much clear of a spot. And that's where he got shot.
I don't know, dude. Well, the sad thing is, with JFK, we probably still never know.
True.
They're supposed to release it, I mean, like 3 or 4 times now, and it's...
He was trying to do great things for our country, and they said...
You know what the biggest thing he wanted to do was? Get rid of the CIA. He wanted to militarize the CIA.
Yep.
He wanted to make the CIA a part of the military. That's what he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And the CIA was like, hey, with federal regulations, we can't do clandestine operations overseas without the support of anybody. So the CIA was like, hey, he's going to get got. Watch this. Hey, fucking Alan Dulles, fucking go grab Jack Ruby. We need him. We need that guy.
We need that sniper.
No, that's... Jack Ruby wasn't the sniper.
Oh.
Jack Ruby shot Lee Oz. Shot him right in the head. He literally just walked up to him.
Shot him in the stomach.
Boom. Shot him in the stomach? Yeah. I thought he popped
Didn't
him in
he
the
survive
face.
It?
No. Lee Harvey died. Oh, yeah. I think that's because they wanted
him. And you want to know something else about him? He was a trained Marine.
He was.
Yeah,
you know what he shot him with? Hmm. His gun that he used in the military.
That's fucked.
I don't know. I think it's all fucked. And the sad thing is, we'll never know.
M14, not an M14. No. He shot him with a.
I'll look it up. Hang on. Yeah, I don't want to put out any disinformation.
Yeah.
So we'll type in rifle used.
It was some type of M1. Or maybe an M1.
It was
a SIG.
Carcano rifle. 6.5 by 52 millimeter. Carcano model 91/38 infantry rifle.
Carbine rifle.
You say 6.5?
6.5 by 52 millimeter.
6.5 Creedmoor.
That's one that goes bang, click, bang, click, bang.
It's a bolt action.
Bolt action? Oh, mm-hmm. I thought it was a...
Yeah, I don't know much about them rifles. Probably there's a good reason. But yeah, I don't know, guys. I think this has become like an anti-government podcast pretty much because I just don't trust it. Yeah, I know you guys don't either, but still. Fucking people, dude.
Yeah.
We'll never know, and that's the fucked up part.
Mm-hmm. And people in other countries are just laughing at us right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there a reason? There's a pretty good reason.
Really good reason.
Because we focus on the wrong fucking things.
Yep.
So, you guys got any closing thoughts? We're right at an hour.
No.
I can't believe it's been an hour.
That was quick.
Yeah, it was a quick hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no closing thoughts.
Love having you guys
all
on.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. Because the fucking government's been fucking us.
Yeah. Straight in the fucking raw ass.
Yeah.
Love having you guys on for real.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it was great to be on.
Anytime.
Really? Yeah, for real. You like it?
Yeah.
I have a good time.
I think.
So. Tomorrow, we are going to incorporate the first segment of Whiskey Talks. It's going to be an every weekend thing. We're going to get a little lit on the podcast and talk with certain guests. I think it's a good segment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know you don't drink too much.
No, but I'll be there.
You're going to have to drink.
I'll drink.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I'll drink. Screw it.
So, yeah. And so, Whiskey Talks,
we'll
Aaron,
have a
tomorrow.
Surprise guest tomorrow.
Listen, you guys have thought that you knew the fucking the big jabroni.
Yeah.
But the guests we're having tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is gonna
be ready.
Is gonna blow your fucking minds.
You guys might piss your pants a couple times.
Yeah. This guy is a.
Don't say his name, bro.
Absolutely secret. Funny.
He's a joker for sure.
Be ready. Have your tissues because you guys are going to cry from laughter.
He's like the West Virginia Theo Vaughn, I swear to God.
He's the West Virginia Kevin Hart.
I swear.
He really is.
Like you guys be ready.
West Virginia Kevin Hart.
Yeah. So, no closing thoughts, Mr. Chance.
That was it, my friend.
Love Brandon. Having you on. Brandon.
I got nothing.
Love having you guys.
I'm telling you, dude, we're going to get you on here and you're going to open up about some conspiracy you've been hiding in that brain of yours.
Yeah, bro.
Because I know.
I really don't have much.
Oh, bullshit.
So, any closing thoughts by you, Tyler?
Shit, cuz.
Nothing?
Nah.
Yeah, so.
Shit.
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
I'll see you guys. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of the No Rules Podcast. Make sure to check us out wherever you get your podcast needs. And if you like the show, rate us a 5-star on iTunes. If you hated the show, leave us the lowest amount of stars possible. But make sure you write a review. Check us out on Instagram and TikTok, and we will see you in the next one.